13-7 the lead for the West Holmes Knights here after one quarter of play. First quarter numbers, courtesy of Troy Fritz. West Holmes 0-3 from downtown, but 6-9 from two-point range for 33%, 1-2 from the charity stripe, 4 rebounds, 1 turnover. We'll get you the rest of the numbers here in just a moment, but we're back up top now. Here is Coyer Miller. Right wing side now for Collier Klein. He'll give it up now to Sprang. Sprang hands it back off to Klein. Klein dribbles, free throw line now, drives into the lane, puts it up, off the glass, can't get it. Rebound going to be brought in there by Jake Burris. Burris across the timeline, kicks it right wing side to Gunnar Davis, who checked in. Now Burris up top, left wing side for Sidor. Sidor drives in, takes the shot from the left of the lane, nothing but net for him.
Stepped into that one.
His first points of the night make it 13-9. Left wing side for Miller. Miller back up top now to Fair. He wants to drive in, finds Sprang. Sprang driving in on the block, puts it up, and gets it to fall off the bounce.
Nice take there. West Holmes were on his high 1-4 offense. That's giving them opportunities for those backdoor looks.
Ray across the timeline will get it near side now to Burris. Burris gets a screen, now finds Delancey. He'll put up a three. Got it, nothing but net. Delancey with 5, and he makes it a 3-point game, 15-12. 6:44 to play here in the second quarter. Fair drives in, takes a mid-range jumper, back iron, no good. Rebound on it underneath by Schlau, his putback, no good. And it's going to be Collier Klein to get the second offensive board. He'll take it back, puts it up, no good, but he'll shoot 2.
Good job on the offensive boards there by the Knights, getting second and third chance opportunities. That'll send Collier Klein to the line.
So Klein at the stripe. As that was Davis picking up his first, team's first of the quarter. No good from Miller, the first one there. First quarter numbers for Meadowbrook, 1 of 3 from downtown for 33%, 2 of 5 for 40% from two-point land. No free throws as the second one going to be knocked in there, and that will make it 15-12. 7 rebounds by the Colts, 5 turnovers. A few substitutions coming in. We'll let you know who they are when they get into some action here. So it'll be Ray to bring this one up and across the timeline. Left wing side now for Sidor. Sidor now right wing side. Here's Ray. He'll take a three. No good. Rebound going to be brought in by Fair as he'll bounce pass it over to Collier Klein after taking some contact. Right wing side now for Lynn Klein. Klein now left wing side finds Miller. Bounces it in to Schlau. Schlau left wing side for Fair. Fair looks to drive in. Now puts it up off the glass, up and over everything that time. Mason Campbell with the board as he'll hand it off to Michael Ray. Ray across the timeline, wants to drive in, pulls back, now kicks it on the left wing side for Sidor, underneath for Delancey. Delancey working against Fair, he'll put it up and one.
Good strong move there by Delancey. He backed Fair down that left block, got him off his feet, got the foul.
His first, team's first of the ball game and the quarter. As we'll see Camacho check back in here. Schlau will check out. We'll also see Sprang check back in and give Fair a break. Simply pull in, remain your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan to take care of the outside of your vehicle as well, as that is good as well on the end one. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Across the timeline here is Collier Klein. He'll give it up to Lynn Klein, left wing side. Now Miller up top. Miller back to Lynn Klein on that left wing. Klein down in the corner for Camacho. Long pass for Miller. He'll put it on the floor, drives the baseline underneath, putting it up. Collier Klein giving 2.
Muscled that up and in. Good move by Klein.
Makes it 18-15 here. 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Ball's on the ground, taken away there. Miller picks it up after the initial contact, gives it to Collier Klein, puts it up, count it, and 1.
Going strong to the hoop. Collier Klein.
And getting those buckets to fall and getting the fouls going to help these Knights in the long run, as we'll see Austin Warner check back in for the Colts. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game, known for their super soft style. Six Monies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. As the and one falls in, that last foul on Burris, by the way, team second. Stay up to date with Six Monies' latest offerings on their Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. Right wing side for Ray here. He dribbles, now drives in on the left side. Loses the basketball, but fouled, they're going to say, by Klein as he drove the lane. And they're actually going to give it to Collier Klein. I thought they were going to give it to Lynn Klein.
Ah, well, that makes more sense because I thought Lynn Klein was pretty clean.
Second team foul. First for Klein. As it's in on the near side. Cedor, now he'll kick it out up top to Warner. Warner. Here's Delancey now, working against Sprang. Delancey wants to drive in, now pulls back, kicks it out on the right wing side to Ray. Ray back up top to Delancey, thought about a three, double teamed there. And he'll find Cedor. Cedor looking to pass, now he'll put it on the floor. Gives it up for Ray. Ray right wing side, they try the old pick and roll. Delancey has the ball stripped and they're gonna call it on the ground. That looked to me like Miller got all ball there, and I also thought Delancey got away with a walk.
Really good defensive play by Coyer Miller there. He picked his pocket clean. The official got himself caught out of position on that one, Jake.
Third team foul, first on Miller. As Ray looks inbound to the left of the bucket. Tosses it well up top. Delancey able to high point it this time. Fakes a three. So he'll give it up near side for Ray. Ray driving in. Working against two West Holmes defenders, finds Warner. Warner kicks it out near side for Cedor. Cedor, right wing side now. Here's Ray. Ray wants to drive in, goes to the far side of the lane, now kicks it to Warner. Warner driving in, puts it up off the block, over everything. Ball was punched up. Cedor with the offensive board, kicks it out top. Here's Campbell for three, front iron, no good. And it's going to be Miller with the board as he'll give it up to Klein. Collier Klein will bring this one across the timeline. 3:40 to go here. In the second quarter, West Holmes leading by 6, 21-15. Lynn Klein now to Camacho down in the corner. Camacho going to drive the baseline, kicks it out right wing side. Miller for three, no good. Rebound loose and brought in there by Cedor, and he'll be fouled immediately. As it's going to go against Camacho, his first team's fourth, so the Colts in the bonus now. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Yoder Lumber. Kenna Howe will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Well, let's see here. That is Ray bringing it up and picking up a foul as they're driving for the ball. There is going to be Lynn Klein, and that will send... We'll see who it is, and it's going to send Burris to the free throw line. So we're in the double bonus, of course, this year. New free throw rules, no single bonus, so two shots after five fouls in a quarter. It's the women's rules in college, and they're implementing it here in high school now. Burris puts it up, tickles the twine. That makes it 21-16 now here, 3:19 to go in the third. Burris' second attempt up, and it's actually the second quarter, pardon me, getting ahead of myself there.
What you meant was are now 3 or 3 from the free throw line.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Thank you, Troy. Second attempt was good. Klein up top. We'll give it up to Fair on the left wing side. Now Lynn Klein. Klein, left wing side. Back to the top of the key now. For Sam Sprang, and a foul away from the basketball. Didn't see what happened there, but it's going to go against Michael Ray. That's his second, team's third of the quarter.
Yeah, these players are bumping and grinding away from the basketball. They're trying to establish position. The physicality is definitely there.
Like we said, both these teams want a big win right now.
Absolutely.
Especially with Max Prep's RPI going to determine seeding this year. You still get to choose your spot in the bracket, but the seeds are given by Max Prep. So wins against a team that good team's going to help you out in the tournament draw.
Lots of changes this year.
Up top to Camacho. Now right wing side
nice
for Fair.
Look. Nice look.
Underneath tries Lynn Klein. No good. Rebound loose, and it'll finally find its way to Cedor's hands. 2:50 to play until the break.
Driving in now, here's Campbell. Gives it up, Cedar. He'll take a step back three off the front rim. No good. Rebounded underneath by Campbell, and he's hacked. And he'll shoot two.